Hey, Alan here.
And the Chris.
And just before the start of this week's episode, we would like to say thank you for listening and also to make you aware that if you enjoy this podcast, there are several other podcasts that we think you could enjoy. Firstly, starting with our own podcasts, I present the DCAU podcast with a friend of mine, Rebecca Hart, where we discuss the animated DC movies.
And if you might also tell you could hear me on the Torn and Keel podcast, a weekly professional wrestling podcast, the Tom Buckle Arms, which is a monthly professional wrestling podcast, or A Happening In, which is a crime slash ghost slash conspiracies slash weird stories podcast.
Also, if you enjoy a bit of robot combat podcasting and you want to hear some more, thoroughly recommend checking out the Botcast list, the link for which is in the episode description. Finally, before we start this episode, a reminder that Rise of the Robots is protected under a Creative Commons 4.0 International Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike International License. So now it's me that has the drink for the last episode.
Yes. I never thought I'd come to this.
Absolutely. So I'm Alan.
I'm sober. It pains me.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots, Techno Games 2001, Day 10, the final day. Yes, we start off with an event that I really didn't expect to enjoy, but ended up enjoying a lot, which is the relay event.
Yeah, like, considering it was just a like, essentially a one-off, it was really quite fun, and considering the way that all three of the teams all had completely different ways of transferring everything, like, I can't help but feel as if like a lot of like effort and everything was really put into it.
Absolutely. The idea behind this race is you have three remote control cars and you must transfer the baton between each car. Now, it is a wee bit unfair that we have two teams of school kids and one team of the Behemoth team. And then I went, oh, but wait a minute, no, it's the Behemoth team, so they're hampered because they have the curse! Oh,
dang it. Well, let's see how that goes for them then.
So, the first team is the Springdale Sprinters. So they are using basically a basket system. So it's three cars with baskets on the top of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they stop, and there are a slight ramp. And the idea is what will happen is basically when the two of them touch each other, it will bring a flap down on each of their trays. And the what will then happen is the baton then rolls down.
Mm-hmm. Into the next one.
So the first lap is really good. And you can tell it's maybe the person that has a lot more experience driving.
Yeah.
Because you have to use three separate drivers as well. So, the first transfer does okay. The second lap is a bit jerky, but fine. The last transfer goes horribly.
Yeah.
Because what's happened is that the baton has turned the wrong way.
Yes, so, it was very cool.
Yeah, so they're basically moving around trying to get everything in the right direction.
Yeah, so also, if you drop the baton, that's a penalty.
Yes, so they get a 10-second penalty. And the red lap is very jerky as well. So they finish at 1 minute 48 seconds. The next team is Robotic Road Rage, who are using a slightly different system. So they are basically using a series of tubes.
Yeah.
And using gravity. So it's effectively, if you were to put them three together, they would form like a wedge.
Yeah, it almost kind of reminds me of, like, you know, like the old-timey ways that, like, banks used to, like, distribute things, where it's, like, the air suction thing.
Or they kind of look a wee bit like those giant stairs on wheels that you get at airports.
Yeah, have those as well. It's a combo of both of them.
Now, the one thing when I looked at them first, I went, that first robot looks really top-heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's good, because the second it tried to turn, it went...
Yeah, so... They're 11 seconds down after the first lap.
The first changeover was pretty decent.
The second one's terrible. It takes like 20 or 30 seconds to do the last transfer because the pipe just doesn't want to open.
They also weren't in the correct position. Like, what they should have done was, they should have done a thing where you just lined up, but then like the smaller robot would back up into the bigger robot that they're both moving in opposite directions.
Yeah.
That, because like you need some kind of force to for the baton switching device like to open properly, and then like obviously that's what happened is like the smaller one just kind of sat there, and then the bigger one wasn't lined up properly, so they had to readjust and do it again, and it all just went a bit tits up, but eventually they managed to switch the baton. And then the third one finally gets round the course.
So 2 minutes and 1.5 seconds.
Yep.
And finally, it's Team Curse! I mean, Team Cam. Which is the Behemoth boys. Now, they've done this a very different way. So they are using side grippers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using much faster cars. So, one advantage of that design is because they're not relying on gravity, their robots are not as top-heavy and are much faster. And the first lap is crazy.
Yeah, it kind of goes to show, like, that these guys have been driving for a long time.
Yeah, it's almost like they've got massive experience from Robot Wars or something.
Robot what?
That. And then, so the first handover goes well. The second robot, the curse almost strikes because it almost understeers twice.
Yeah.
And then,
so there was also that, I think it was maybe the first changeover, where they line up, but they misline it up, and the baton starts sliding out of the grip of the other robot. So, like, they kind of then readjust by driving it in front of the robot that's tried past the baton to, and then kind of puts it in backwards.
Yep.
But that kind of just came really close to knocking the baton out of the other robot's hand.
Absolutely. So, Team Cam finishing 54 seconds.
Yeah.
The curse has evaded them for once.
Now, let's see throughout Techno Games if the curse just applies to things called Robot Wars.
Or BattleBots.
Yeah. So, actual robot combat.
Admittedly, that curse was more facing off against Tombstone, wasn't it?
Yeah, when you have a robot made of plastic for some reason.
Yes.
I mean, don't know why anybody thought that was a good idea, but all right.
So we then get on to the next, the final of the natural rope climb with Skeletron versus Kevy Pillar. This race should not have been a contest.
No, and to go back to the kind of thing that I was alluding to at the end of the last episode with the way that Simeon was allowed to be head's length with Skeletron last season, why wasn't Kevy Pillar allowed to be at head's length with Skeletron at the beginning of this race?
Not a clue. It actually could have made a massive difference, though, because it was about the length of Skeletron left when the when Kevy Pillar started to struggle.
Yeah, so this race starts. Skeletron goes for it, goes up. I also took a note saying I like Kevy Pillar. He's kind of cute with just the way he's like la 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 la.
And he's also clearly a lot quicker than last time.
Yeah, like, in fact, like, let's see. I just want to see if.
Oh no! I think the overall time is slower because it tires.
Yeah.
Really.
I was
going to
say I thought it was faster, but it's not actually. It was roughly the same, maybe like a couple of seconds at it. But yeah, I think as you say, like he did start to tire a wee bit, which is something, but.
Because at the same time.
Yeah, Skeletron goes up, and they get a bit too big for their boots here, because they go up, but the light does not go off. So then they start to slink down and start doing their whole, look at me, I'm waving, and all the doo-dee-doo, all the hustle and bustle, and, you know, and it was just that kind of thing where it's like, you've not fucking won yet, get your horse moving again.
And yeah, it would have been funny if suddenly they look up and then, Kevy Pillar wins.
I really wanted Kevy Pillar to just pull this one out, but it just wasn't to be. Just, I mean, it's like, I have no problem with like, oh look, we've rebuilt the robot, it can do this now, it can wave and we can show off and all that. Just make sure you're fucking won first before you try and do anything like that.
So, yeah.
Bother.
So, that was surprisingly interesting.
Hey guys, Chris here, and we're just going to take a short break to thank our contributors today. The logo was designed by Greg Watt, and the theme song, which you can hear right now, is Techno X with their song Master Machine.
Here's an advert for a podcast we think you'll enjoy. I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And if you're listening to this, then we recommend that you check out our podcast, the DCAU Podcast, where we watch the original DC animated movies, starting from Batman Mask of Phantasm and continuing on to Justice League Dark, Apocalypse War, and beyond. And we will cover such heroes as Batman,
Superman,
The Batman,
Wonder Woman,
Victorian Steampunk Batman,
The Flash,
Batman Beyond,
Green Lantern,
Old Man Batman,
Martian Manhunter,
and plenty more versions of Batman.
Lots and lots and lots of Batman.
You can find the DCAU Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that you can get podcasts by looking up the DCAU Podcast and subscribe today. And then we go to Japan for an event that, as far as I'm aware, is still going on to this day.
Yes, as we take a look at sumo robots.
And yeah, these robots. So it's not like what we've seen before in Robot Wars, where it's two big heavyweights. These robots are actually incredibly small.
Yeah, they're about the size of your palm. Like, you can just carry them about and, like, in your hand. And then it shows how strong they actually are, because they get Julia to push on one of the robots, and, like, with her entire body weight, she cannot push this little tiny sumo robot, like, off of the podium.
Yeah, it's. And it goes on for a while.
Yeah, but it's like I'd say this probably was one of the most interesting of all the judge segments. Just purely for the fact that it's probably the closest to, an Olympic event that we're going to be getting. And you know what? We do, because I know for a fact that sumo is in Techno Games next year.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that
So,
was.
almost like a look into the future.
Absolutely. So, that was the end of the Julia in Japan section. And then we get the long jump, and it's all a bit.
Terrible.
Yeah. So we have the Grim Leaper, which is untested.
And like, what? Seriously, you couldn't find any other wheels? Like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, because both times what happens is the wheels give out on its way to the jump, and then it just doesn't.
Then the jump mechanism doesn't even seem to work either.
Yeah.
It's just like the wheels are like a weird like oval shape or something like that. So it's like it looks like it's like driving over like a whole bunch of like what do you call those things on the ground? Speed bumps. There you go.
Yep.
But
And
then we had Jumping Jackscrap.
which is the bow and arrow robot that was mentioned earlier.
Oh, yeah. But I thought they would kind of just look like a clothes hanger.
So the idea is basically when it fires like a bow and arrow, and then the arrow drags the rest of the robot with it.
I guess. Don't see much other logic to it.
And I mean, it's kind of a similar idea as that robot that won the high jump in 2000. I mean, the logic works, just the execution's terrible.
Yeah, because they go and pull the line for the first jump, and it just collapses.
Yeah, it doesn't end well, absolutely.
But you know what? Maybe Grim Leaper can get a better second go at this. So here we go as Grim Leaper goes for a second run up, and nothing again. His first jump was arguably more exciting because it kind of went up and then kind of skidded away all excitably at the end when it kind of shat itself.
I mean, at least it did okay. And it does get second in the event. It's just... Well, it's the one event where there has been no progress made from last year.
Right, sorry, I was still talking about Grim Leaper there. You're obviously referring to Jumping Jack Scrap.
So, yeah, Grim Leaper's second jump's awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
They're both awful. Like, the whole thing was awful for them.
Absolutely.
Jumping Jack Scrap gets 1.75 meters on the second his second jump, and that's enough to give it silver.
Yeah, as a, it's worse than last year.
Yeah, everyone's was worse than last year. Even Rivet, who were the people that built the. Who are people that built the one that went 8+ meters in the first long jump. Like, they built Rivet, which only went a fraction of the distance. In silver, you got Jumping Jack Flash, who barely even got past, didn't even get past 2 meters. And then in bronze, you got a little man made out of Kinex that's won a medal at Techno Games.
Yep. Hey, at least they did well. Good for them. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, I'll give them that.
Just so, yeah, let's get on to something more interesting, which is the final event of the entire series.
It's just the logic of some people actively built robots for this competition, and they lost out to a bunch of kids building a thing out, a little man out of Kinex.
Yep.
But yes, let us move on to the sprint final, the big one. As we saw, Millennium Bug, Scuttle, Cheeky Boy One and Junior go at it in all their running glory.
And, well,
So, just before we start, Team Junior then mentioned that their robot is controlled by perpendicular oscillation orientation.
Yes.
Or is it like to call it? Poo.
Yep.
Poo.
I mean, I would say like immature jokes, but we've been there and done that. I'm all like, one per episode. So, the race, let's be honest, this race is only ever going to go one way unless Scuttle falls over.
Which is the main reason why it has the big stick on it.
Absolutely.
Because without the stick, it would have been up Schitt's Creek without a paddle.
And, yeah, so this race, unsurprisingly, Scuttle does manage to get over the finish line first. And then we have a really interesting race between Millennium Bug and Junior.
Yeah. Because, well, that's the thing, like, there was only about 3 seconds in the race between Scuttle and Cheeky Boy, and I feel like if Cheeky Boy was just able to kind of keep itself like slightly more straight, it may have actually pulled this off, because Scuttle was all over the place and obviously so was Cheeky Boy. Like, Cheeky was a bit all over the place as well, but if if Cheeky managed to hold it together, he might have pulled it off. And I really would have wanted it.
But, yeah, so our top three is Scuttle from Cheeky Boy from Millennium Bug.
Yeah.
And before we come to the end of the series, we have multiple other awards to go out. So, Best Engineered is Scuttle.
Of course.
Best Design.
To Skeletron.
Mm-hmm. Best Performance to
K-9000.
Sportsmanship Award to, unsurprisingly,
Ulysses.
I wonder why.
Is it the best?
The award for Natural Movement,
Techno Tyrant,
which is one of the shark swimming robots.
Yes'm.
And the original concept was the Tall Girls with robotic road rage.
I don't know what happened when I tried to write this, but I wrote robotic rad rager. And then the big prize, the Nesta Award, gets given to a robot that 100% deserves it.
Absolutely.
As it gets given to the runner-up, Cheeky Boy 1.
Which absolutely is well deserved, because it's beautiful to watch.
Exactly. It's perfect. I love it. And yeah, like, let's face it, I'd say if there was any other robots that were going to win this award, like, they would probably be in the swimming. Because, like, there was some really good robots that came out of the swimming event, but other than that, I can't think of many other robots that would kind of deserve this.
Absolutely. But that was Techno Games 2001. It's certainly an improvement on the second year.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot bigger. They've managed to iron out a lot of the kinks. I do think it's one of those series. It's maybe not as popular now, and it's probably also one of the ones that has aged the worst.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
However,
definitely watching some of these, you can see it's aged the worst, because some of the video files we had to go through, a little bit of behind the curtain action for you. There was one race in the swimming where we just had to assume what happened because the screen went black and we were just going off commentary.
Absolutely.
But granted, it was a K-9000 race, so pretty much the assumption that he was going to win going into this was already there.
So our next series, we went from Robotica to the Robot Wars specials of Series 4, to Extreme Warriors, the American Robot Wars, to Dutch Robot Wars, to Techno Games. Now it's back onto one of the big two. And hey, we're going to finish out the year and start next year with Season 3.0 of BattleWatts.
Hell yeah, let's do this.
And yeah, this is looking really good fun.
Spicy.